Giant FM Real Radio. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and very excited for the 6th annual Haunted Trail to be back at the Shelbyville Shelby County Animal Shelter. And Chris is with us this afternoon.
Woo!
And yeah, so you guys have been working hard, you said.
Oh my gosh, I'll tell you, Keith Barrett, our department head at the Shelbyville Shelby County Animal Shelter, our fearless leader, he started on this in July.
Wow.
And we were just all, but now we see why, because he just had such a huge vision for this. It's bigger and better than ever. And it's just amazing the strides he's taken from last year's to this year being our 6th annual. And if you came through it last year, there was the Dead and Breakfast. That has returned.
Uh-huh.
But when you exit the Dead and Breakfast, you think that you're back on the trails. Well, little do you know, there's other rooms that he has built, and each one gets scarier. And I'm so excited this year and can't wait for everybody to come out and see the hard work that's been put into it.
Oh, yes. It was really neat, too, because there's a lot of tie-ins to our community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which
and
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And you have to have a sense of humor. If you don't, then, you might get a little, wonder about our humor. But, we do have the department head graveyard.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Yeah. And, we had to make some changes because we have some new department heads. But, don't worry. We reflected that on their crosses.
Uh-huh.
And, we have the Boo River Trail. A scary character riding his bicycle, pointing to the Boo River Trail. That's a lot of fun. So, we do want everybody to enjoy and also be scared. And you're just going to see a lot of new things that we didn't have last year. There's a lot of people in the woods dressed up, and there's a lot of creatures that are not people in costume, but I'll tell you, it's hard to tell the difference.
Yes.
And we have a lot of volunteers returning to help us. One of those is Kristen Terrell. She does clown makeup better than anyone I know. And I'll tell you, that girl's got skills. She's been making some props and doing some things to help Keith. And she's enjoying herself doing this. And she's recruited, of course, her family, and her mom and dad are returning. And the whole staff will be out there, and even former staff members. So we're just excited for everybody to come out and see the hard work that Keith and everyone's put into making this just the best ever. And you can't beat a free event. So two nights you have the opportunity to come through, get scared, and get some candy, and we'll have coffee and cookies out there also, so you'll stay warm.
Mm-hmm. And that's October the 27th,
mm-hmm,
and
6
Halloween
to 9.
Night.
Yeah, Halloween night. That's our smaller night, but that's okay. A lot of people stop on the way to trick-or-treating or when they're done. Our Saturday night is the big night, and it seems like our biggest problem is trying to find a place to park, but people, they find a place. Last year we had about 500 people come through on that Saturday night, and that was just truly amazing. And a lot of people, they went through and then they say, well, I got to go through it again because I got to go check something out back there that they didn't know if it was real or fake or what. So received a lot of compliments, which we appreciate. A lot of hard work and so forth goes into it. So come back.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's my favorite.
Oh, good.
Far. And it's outdoors on a trail.
Exactly.
I mean, Chief's Trail
is
awesome
every
day of the year.
It is. And it's even scary during the daylight. We've had some volunteers walking dogs, and they'll say, well, I made it to the, Dead and Breakfast, and I just turned the dog back. And some dogs, they're wondering what's going on, and they don't want to go the rest of the way. So it's been, you never know what's back there. There's some new things back there.
Which that brings up the point of, should you bring your pets on this?
Not a good idea, because some pets don't realize, some of these scary things, and they get scared also, and they bark, and we don't want anyone dressed up to possibly get, bit. The dogs, they don't understand, and so we prefer that everyone leave their pets at home and just enjoy the haunted trails.
Uh-huh.
and have some refreshments and come hang out with us.
Yes, and it's nice to probably bring the younger kids a little earlier toward 6 o'clock.
It is. It's very dark. It's getting darker earlier as fall gets into the season. We will not be handing out flashlights this year like we have in the past. One of Keith's projects has been stringing lights throughout the entire, yeah, He's been busy. And it does provide a good mood. It doesn't make it real bright, but, you know, because of the string of lights. Yeah, it does provide enough light. You know, a lot of people have cell phones, so they can always, you know, use their light on that. But if you have little children, come at 6 before it gets really dark. The woods are scary, the sounds, everything, even during the day. Keith did say next year he was going to have a scaredy cat trail that, you know, if because once you get to the houses, you either have to turn back or go through. Uh-huh. And you can't go around. So that might be a problem for some. So he said next year he may have something that you can kind of detour some of the scarier things. There's nothing worse than going into a room, right. Yeah, and not knowing what's in that room. And then there's a room after that and a room after that. And a lot of tarps hanging. You have to open up the tarps. You don't know who or what is waiting for you. Uh-huh. And it's we can't wait to hear the screams and yells and things like that of the public.
That's awesome. And you know, I actually got startled a couple times and actually had a genuine scare, you know.
Well, good.
That's
what you want.
I remember. So I was like, oh, that's good. So, it's awesome. So, well, thank you so much, Chris. And thank you for everything everyone does. We've got the best animal shelter ever.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it. And we appreciate the community. And we love to give back to the community. And this is one way. You know, if you want to bring a bag of kitten food, we would appreciate it. We have so many cats and kittens right now. And, of course, a lot of dogs. Maybe you'll see a dog from the outside that you'll come back and adopt, but we welcome everybody and just have a great time. And we're there from 6 to 9 p.m. both Saturday and Wednesday.
Okay, and that's the 27th and the 31st.
Thanks, Penny.